If you withstand a force that's coming at you, that means you're resisting it. You're tensing yourself, preparing yourself so that that force will not knock you over, but that you will remain on your feet, withstand in the evil day. The evil day. That day of temptation and the devil's hostility. What day is that? It could be any day. Could be any day. Thankfully, in the Christian life, it's not every day. The Lord spares us from a whole lot that we never know. But there are particular times of attack. We are going to read the Bible now, and we're turning to the Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Now, we're still preaching today about the Christian armor, but this portion in Psalm 119, the first two sections, will help us when we come to the preaching today. So let's turn, please, to Psalm 119, and we'll commence reading at verse 1. Psalm 119 and verse 1. Unless you'd like me to read all of the psalm. I heard of a preacher who did that because he forgot his notes and he got the congregation to sing 119 while he went and found his notes and came back to the pulpit again. It's the one to choose when you're not in a hurry. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgments, I will keep thy statutes. O, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy youth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. And on the program today, we are ministering on the Christian armor. Yes, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Yes, it is this truth that we are interested in. And every Christian should know that the greatest strength of any Christian is to know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. But also it will deliver us from every error. And of course we want to be fortified, built up against every attack of the devil, every assault of man's false thinking. And so today, stay tuned here with us as we let the Bible speak today on Ephesians 6:14. Father, we Plead your help and favor upon us now as we turn to your word. We thank thee that we have the word that is rich and is able to enrich our lives. And we pray today that by the power of God, the Holy Spirit, that we will learn those things that will make us strong, make us good servants of the Lord Jesus and useful in your kingdom. Let your blessing be upon your people today. And oh, come and help us. I take by faith the promised power of God, the Holy Spirit, to enable me to speak the word of the living God. Oh, Lord, be with us now. I pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, we're looking again at the Christian armor, and we move to the very first item in the armor. There are seven, of course, seven items, seven that makes the complete person, and if you can put on every item of the armor, you will be well equipped to serve God. But they are not to be rushed. It would be an easy thing, of course, to preach on all seven and to sort of get them all over with. But we don't want to rush. We want to look at each item, and I trust that we will be led to consider them. Now, let's remember that we are called upon to stand and to be strong in the Lord. We will never be a strong Christian in the flesh, in our own strength. We need to be united to the Lord, depending on Him, and living in the fellowship and power of the Lord. And when we do so, the Lord will help us. In verse 13, it says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God." Now, the wherefore is because of the devil and his wiles. There's a reason to do this. And the Lord calls you to put on the armor because there is a real enemy. And that enemy will defeat you, strip you of your testimony, strip you of your effectiveness, and render you a dud, an empty, dry shell that will do nothing for God. But when we take the armor, there is protection. And there is a way by which the Christian, notwithstanding our weakness, notwithstanding our infirmities, and our need for humility, this is not an argument for pride, but rather it is an acknowledgement that we're needy. And when you acknowledge you're needy, then you listen up and you say, "Now, Lord, can you help me?" And here's the Lord speaking, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand." That means resist, withstand. If you withstand a force that's coming at you, that means you're resisting it. You're tensing yourself, preparing yourself so that that force will not knock you over, but that you will remain on your feet. Withstand in the evil day. The evil day. That day of temptation and the devil's hostility. What day is that? It could be any day. Could be any day. Thankfully, in the Christian life, it's not every day. The Lord spares us from a whole lot that we never know. But there are particular times of attack. And it might be when you're least thinking about it, least prepared, off guard. And that wily fox, the devil, he doesn't come when you are ready, but he would just love to surprise you and to bring you down in that moment when you were least suspecting. And some vulnerable place that he found because the armor was not on. And having done all, Now, that means that we have a part in this. The Christian life is not, as we learn, let go and let God do it. Just float along. Having done all to stand, that must be our determination. And that must be our earnest endeavor, that we will stand, whatever the temptation be, whatever the opposition of the wicked one, we will, by God's grace, stand. And we will prepare for that. This is not a day when we can live the Christian life unprepared. The Christian armor is about preparing Christians to withstand, that they will be able to resist and to be overcomers through the grace that is in the Lord Jesus. In verse 14, we come to the first item of the armor. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. When I was asked to preach this text at the Congress of almost 4 years ago, I was asked to preach on the whole verse, both items. That was a challenge, to try and preach both things. That was like two major topics, back to back, one after the other. Today we're going to look at this, and we're going to look at the girdle. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Having on this girdle of truth. A girdle or a belt. It's nothing more than a broad belt, which a Roman soldier would have around his middle. And of course, if you've ever worn one of those broad belts, you'll see them at Home Depot employees. I think it's mandatory for them to wear it. They probably wouldn't want to wear it otherwise. But you'll see them walking around with these black belts around their middle, and they're about 4 inches deep, and they go right around their torso. And of course, it gives them some support when they're lifting things, and it might keep them from having back injuries and so on. But the idea of that belt is strength. An athlete would use the girdle or that broad belt to support the waist, to give them a measure of support. Now, the loins that are referred to here are your sides, somewhere between your ribs and your pelvis. The old people used to refer to them as the nether regions of the body. I think we would refer them today as the wobbly bits, the bits between where there are no bones, where you can put your hand right in to that soft part of your torso. And of course, it's vulnerable. And the organs and the parts of your body in there are exposed. And if the soldier is in hand-to-hand combat with the enemy and the dagger is coming at you, it would be so easy to press the dagger in at that vulnerable place. And so the soldier learned to wear the belt. And it was strength, it was for protection, and for some reason, and there has to be good reason, it is put first. It's the first item that is mentioned in this list of seven. And it's linked to truth. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. There's an analogy here. There's an analogy. There's a picture here. What that soldier was doing with that broad belt around him, giving him strength, support, and protection, the Bible, the truth of God, will do for the Christian. And it is first because if you don't have truth, everything else is pointless. And just as the soldier is vulnerable in that weakest part of his body, well, he's not going to be a good soldier. He's not going to stand against the enemy for very long. And Christianity, the first item is truth. Other religions can follow fancy and error and all kinds of notions and opinions, but Christianity is based on truth. Jesus is the life, the way, and the truth. And the Word of God to us is God's fixed truth. And it is where we stand, it is makes us strong, and like God himself, truth is immovable, and it is unchangeable. Now, God's truth comes to us, of course, in two ways. Through his Son, he's the living Word. If you want to know the will of God, we look at the life of the Lord Jesus. And he reveals to us everything that God wants us to know. We also have the written word, this Bible, this book, which is divinely inspired, preserved, and we look for the illumination of the sacred page that we may understand the truth that God has given to us here. Now, in God's mind, there are only two kinds of worshipers. There are those who worship through their own ignorance. They might have a closed mind. They might never have learned the gospel. They may never have heard the Bible nor studied it. And there are those who know God's truth. Every aspect of our worship, our walk, our communion with God must be through the truth. And this will be the deciding factor for blessing or cursing. God can only bless the truth. He can never bless the lie. God cannot lie, and he cannot bless error. And so if you want God's blessing, the first thing you must have is to know his truth and to walk in the very light of his word. And is it any wonder that the devil works overtime to keep sinners blinded to from the truth? And he does not want us to enjoy the truth. He is the enemy of truth in every way. And of course, there can be no friendship between truth and error. There's a dividing line. The moment that you imbibe error and follow, I was going to say untruth, but follow the lie, then there's a dividing point. You can't walk with God with a portion of truth and a portion of error. You will lose the fellowship and the blessing of God. So as Christian soldiers, it is our priority to put on this girdle, this belt, this what equals to the truth of God. And we need to grasp the reality that Christianity is a battle. We're not just dealing here with a novel. You know those paperback books, and sadly, some publishers have turned the Bible into look like a novel. They have actually put it in a paperback form, soft, smooth, wobbly covers, nicely printed and artful looking, and they're trying to make the Bible look like a novel. When you have a novel, it is fiction, it is just for entertainment. It's a nice read. It's one of those page turners you can't put down. It's a nice read. The Bible is not just for your entertainment. The Bible is to equip you to stand, to enable you to oppose the lie and to follow in the God of truth. Now, the first thing I want us to do is to look at some of the uses of this girdle. We're going to take the analogy the Apostle Paul used, and we're going to look at some ways in which the soldier was helped by the belt around him, and then we'll swing over to how this truth can help us in our walk and worship of the Lord. The Roman soldier used his belt to wind up his tunic, or the long clothing that would hinder him in his march or in battle. If you've ever seen a picture of a Roman soldier, there was these gowns, and sometimes they went to the knee, very seldom below the knee, but right to the knee. And in combat, they would still be a hindrance. And so they would be rolled up and tucked in under the belt so that this would give agility. And of course, agility meant life or death. The ability to maneuver and stand in the right posture is life or death. Likewise with the Bible for us. Our holding to the scripture is life or death. Our ability to stand on the truth of God will make all the difference. And in the knowledge of God, we have God's answers to the issues that trip up so many. And what insoluble difficulties to the carnal mind are made basic, hard and fast truths to the Christian. We have answers, and we have solid answers. And they are answers that worked yesterday, they work today, and they will work tomorrow. This is the unchanging word of God's truth. And thus, we can run the race more easily, and we can fight the battle so much more effectively. This belt also gave support to the loins. That's not only a vulnerable area, but it's a weak area. And of course, the number of muscles are limited. If you feel around your waist, you can feel that the muscles there, well, they are limited. And when you strain and stretch, that's where injury happens. And this belt is a tremendous help to avoid all of that. Now, the Word of God, the truth of God to us, is a tremendous protector. And it firms us and strengthens us. It gives us a confidence, a boldness that you would never have on your own, that you will never get from any other book or any other system of truth or system of philosophy. This book gives us a firm foundation and encompasses around us that we do not feel exposed. That's the benefit. This Bible is a protector. It also defends the inner organs, those vital parts of the body. Now, I went ahead of myself in the introduction, and I preached this about, you know, the soldier and the dagger, and you want to get your enemy at the vulnerable point. You want to wrestle him with one arm and the dagger in the other. That's the area to go for, and how vulnerable we are. And here we find that the Word of God is our guardian, our strength, and our help when we are vulnerable. Now think of those times when we are vulnerable. Bereavement is one of them. When you lose your life's partner or a family member, we can go to pieces. We can fall apart. It's hard to think straight. And everything that we seem to learn and lay hold on and be easy before, it's like there's a dark, dark cloud hanging over, and all you can see is the word, why? Why? And in those times, you need the girdle of truth. You need the answers that come from the Lord. When your health goes and you don't have the ability to do what you once did, when you recognize that life is short and you're going to meet with God very soon, then you need your whole person girded up with truth, that you don't just fall apart and lose sight of those things. And of course, every other method will fall apart. Later at the end of the sermon, I'll talk about humanism and the Humanist Manifesto and all those man-made systems that are just a lie. But when you are in bereavement and facing death, they don't bring comfort to the soul. But we can go to the scriptures of truth, and we can read that Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and staff, they comfort me. And it's in those times that you need truth to be your comfort and your strength. Are you using the girdle of truth? You see, when we are going through times that are relatively easy, we tend to slacken off. And then when we hit that impossible, we start scrambling. And we'd hardly know where to turn in the book. We've got to equip ourselves, be proactive, and guard ourselves against the attacks of the enemy.
Thank you for joining with us here on Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher, and I trust that God's Word has been a help to you. Now, as you would take upon you to fortify yourself with the truth, it will demand that you dig into the Bible, that you become a thorough Bible student. And I want to mention to you our series of notes in the book of Genesis. Now, Genesis is foundation. It is the seedbed of the Bible, but it is also the apologetic book of the Bible, because the issues of Genesis concerning the creation, the fall, the wrath of God, and the judgment during the days of Noah, and of course the great issues concerning the patriarchs and the covenants, these are things that are vital to our understanding of the Bible, our understanding of the gospel, and of course we have a wonderful history that is laid out in each of those chapters. And so Genesis, especially chapters 1 to 11, have been the battleground for the gospel and for the truth of God. And I want to recommend that you go to my website, www.cloverdalefpc.ca, and then to Resources, Bible Studies, Genesis, and there you'll get a Bible study on each of the early chapters of Genesis. And I hope that they will be a great blessing to you. Now again, I thank you for listening in. Stay with us as we bring the closing announcements. You have been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you will find it on our podcast on iTunes. Search for Let the Bible Speak podcast. Or you can find our programs archived by program date on our website. There you can search for sermons and articles to help you know God's way of salvation and live the Christian life. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. If you've been blessed through the Lord's Word today, and if I can be of personal help to you, please feel free to call me, Ian Gollaher, at 604-576-1091. For information on our Free Presbyterian Church in Scarborough at Nielsen and Finch, you can contact Dr. Larry Saunders at 416-297-1212, or go to the church website, www.torontofpc.ca. For our Free Presbyterian Church in Barrie, call Reverend Anthony DiDerno at 416-305-4274. For our Free Presbyterian Church in Port Hope, contact Reverend Reggie Cranston at 905-885-2240 or click on porthopefpc.org. You will be welcome at any of their Sunday services at 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. May the Lord bless you with saving faith in our Lord Jesus. As the Savior of sinners, He is able to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. Be sure to join us again at this time next week here on Joy Radio when once more we let the Bible speak.